This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss COVID-19 racial disparities in Georgia. I'm your host, Grace Bagwell Adams, the Assistant Dean of Outreach Engagement and Equity in the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, we're joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. A USA Today analysis shows Georgia has several counties with high death rates from COVID-19. What's driving those rates?
Well, Grace, it is really startling when you see this analysis that of the 10 counties in the nation with the highest death rates in mid-October COVID-19, five of them are in Georgia, including Hancock County as number one. We know that all five of these counties, that's Hancock, Randolph, Terrell, Early, and Jenkins, all have had major nursing home outbreaks. And they also have majority of their populations being people of color, except for Jenkins County, which is 10th, and that has 44% people of color. So it does still have a lot of African Americans in that county.
So, Andy, how does racism play a role in this?
Well, historic and deep-seated racism has really created an unequal system in terms of education and economic systems. So while they're unequal, it disproportionately leaves people of color out of higher wage jobs. And so when COVID struck, there are more people of color were serving as essential workers and thus were more exposed to the virus. And you also have decades of discrimination in housing that have put people of color into dense neighborhoods, which has fueled the spread of COVID. And those neighborhoods often are in food deserts, which are places where healthy, nutritious food is not very available. And that being in a food desert leads to diabetes, obesity, and heart disease, which makes people more susceptible to die from the virus. And also environmental racism as well, where the poor experience much more pollution than other people.
So when we look across the country, how are the Georgia death rate trends similar?
Well, we know that African Americans are more than twice as likely to die from the virus as white people, and Hispanics and Native Americans are 1.5 times more likely to die. So we're seeing this disproportionate impact from the pandemic across the country among communities of color.
Well, in the state of Georgia, what are our public health officials doing to address this racial disparity?
Well, the State Department of Public Health recognizes these disproportionate effects on racial and ethnic minority groups. And they see that these inequities, like access to quality health care, quality education, high levels of poverty, put these groups at an increased risk of getting sick and dying from COVID. So what they're doing is creating a team to examine the impact of COVID on these groups and trying to figure out how to address these problems. This will be an effort that we'll really have to watch in the coming weeks and months.
Absolutely. Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gppnews.org.